All right, we're doing string bending today. This is implementing the string bends that... This is a supplement to the presentation we had previously where I introduced how to do string bending, and we went into a bit of music theory. So we just happen to be in the C shape, and we just happen to be... I'm sorry, we happen to be in the key of C, and we just happen to be in the G shape, for those of you who know the cage system. Namely, we're at the pentatonic scale located between the 5th and 8th frets in the key of C. And the question is, where are the bends? Well, Taylor is saying that, you know, he found that when it's like with finger one or something, it's very difficult to bend to the next note, and that's very common. So then Tim wisely is remembering from the audio that the left side, the right side of the fingering is always easier, because then those notes are played with three or four, and you can get the other fingers behind the notes. So immediately when we end, we're going one step further. I think the other thing you said was the lower strings are harder to bend than the upper strings. So basically you're looking for right side of the fingerings, upper strings, and there's a third thing, you remember?
One step.
A whole step between the notes, yeah. This is why we went into music theory. So let's just do the upper octave only of this G-shaped key of C. You guys are not necessarily used to start doing stuff like this, but it's good practice. So we're at string 3, fret 5. Why? Because in the G shape, you got three roots. The 6th string 8th fret, play with me. 6th string 8th fret. 6th string 8th fret, good. Then that note I just told you, which is 3rd string 5th fret. And then 6th string 1st. 1st string 8th fret. 1st string 8th fret. So those are your three roots. We're only going to play the upper octave, which starts here at the 5th fret 3rd string. And play those 6 notes. Why is it 6 notes? Because we've got the 5 notes of the pentatonic plus another root. Right? Penta means 5. And that's where we're going to analyze. Why? Because we don't really bend lower strings too much. Mostly upper strings. So, this note, can we bend it? No, for two reasons. One, it's on the right side, left side of the fingering. We can only get finger one to bend. So that's no fun. Secondly, it's a minor third, i.e. a step and a half to the next note. So that's a big distance to bend. So practically nobody does that, you know. Maybe a few weird players do it. But I haven't seen anybody do it, and I'm not going to try it. Next note is, what interval is that? First one we had was a root. This one is what? You remember?
It should be the flat third.
Flat third, thank you.
The only reason I know that is because I have it written down.
So. Okay, all right. So, but it's something to memorize. The scale is 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. The distance between 1 and flat 3 is how many, what combination of holes and halves? Anyone?
Two holes and a half?
No. It's 3 frets away, right? When you do fret 5,
one hole
and then
and
fret
half.
8, how many?
One hole and a half.
Yeah. 1.5 steps, correct. 1.5 steps. All right. But now, next note, before we decide whether we can bend this note, we know it's on the left side, so that's helpful. But we need to know if we can bend it, where is the next note after that, and how far is it? So this is, we're doing 3 things at once. We're doing fretboard theory, we're doing technique, and we're doing whatever the third thing is.
Interval theory.
Interval theory, yeah. Fretboard theory, interval theory, and music theory, I guess, because they're doing the, yeah. All right, so the next note is, the next note after the one we might bend is 2nd string.
6th fret.
6th fret, thank you. And what's the interval of that note? Tim's got it written down. Can you figure it out, Taylor?
Oh, I haven't memorized that. Okay,
all right. So he's going to just tell you.
Is it 5, I think?
It's 4.
4.
4? Okay.
All right. How far from flat 3 to 4? How's your music theory? You know, you're an ex-pianist. How far from regular 3 to 4? This is something you guys should both know. From natural 3 to 4 in any scale, any major scale.
Whole.
Nope. Nope. All right, a bit of music theory.
Is it a half step?
A bit of music theory for it. Let's digress for a second. I'm glad I'm recording this, so then I can digress and you guys can listen back to it. When you have whole, all right, so this is, I'm backing out of the pentatonics for a minute. This is well worth it for you. Whole half is the formula for the construction of our major scale and from where all our Western music comes from, right? But how do you memorize that? It gets sticky. Like, what is it? Whole, whole. What was it again? Whole, whole, half, half, whole. You half whole. So, do it on one string. You got an open E. The construction of the major scale. Whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. So, from the root note, is that a whole or a half? It's neither one. We haven't moved yet. It describes the movement between 1 and 2, which in this case is a whole. So 2nd fret is note 2 in that E scale, right? So play it. I'll play 2nd fret. So we got Do, Re. See what I mean? Now, whole or half after that?
Whole.
Yeah, so 2 to 3 is 2 frets, or a whole step. So you should be at fret 4 now. Alright, so just reviewing again. Note number 1 was E, just because I decided it was going to be. Note number 2 is 2 frets above that, that's your whole. Note number 3 is a whole step above that. Now, here's your half. So, rather than memorize whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, my theory is, don't get ahead of me, just memorize where the half steps are. One of them is between 3 and 4. I'm going to come back to this point in a minute, but that's a big deal. Between 3 and 4 is a half step. Do it again. You got 1, up a whole is 2, up a whole is 3, up a half is 4. Okay? So that's whole, whole, half. Now we got we need whole, whole, whole half, all right? So we're at the 4th note of a scale, fret 5. We go up a whole, that's 5. Go up another whole, that's 6. Go up another whole, that's 7. Go up a half, that's 8. So the other half step besides 3 and 4, the other place where it's a half step is between what and what? If you were paying attention.
Between 7 and 8.
Thank you, between 7 and 8. That is what you should memorize, big time. Between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 is the whole step. What does this have to do with pentatonic? Actually, before I answer that question, I just want to go backwards. Now, instead of having to reverse whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, you can thank me now because you don't have to do that. All you have to do is keep track of the numbers and know that it's between 7 and 8 or 8 and 7, depending on which way you go. It's only a half step. And between 3 and 4 or 4 and 3, depending on which way you go, it's only a half step. That's all you need to memorize. All right? But do memorize that because without that, you can't use the shortcut. Does that make sense? I'm giving you time-saving devices, but you do have to put a little work into it, you know. Here we go. We're going to go backwards. Rather than try and do whole, whole, half backwards, which would throw me off, let's just call this 8. 8 equals 1, the word octave, right? So, from 8, where do we get to 7? How far backwards? 1 or 2 frets?
1.
Why? Because it's a half step. Alright, now we're at Roman numeral what?
9.
I'm sorry, we were at 8 and we went backwards. We're at 7, correct. How far is it from 7 to 6?
Whole.
Got it? How far is it from 6 to 5?
Whole.
Good. How far is it from 5 to 4?
Whole.
Good. How far is it from 4 to 3?
Half.
Good man, or men. and then how far is it from 3 to 2?
Whole.
Good. And how far is it from 2 to 1? Awesome job. That's how you do it. You can do that in any key, and I highly recommend you do that. You know, because this is a digression, I'm not going to make you do it, but it would be well worth your while to pick any note on the fretboard. I'm going to just demonstrate what you should do for homework. Actually, you guys, pick me a string and a fret.
A string third
fret. It has to be below, like, the 7th fret or so.
So, A string third fret.
A string third fret?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm at the key of C. And so you should at home go all on one string using the rule I just told you. You know, why did I say below the 7th fret? Because I needed enough room to do the octave, you know, and my guitar is only going to go up to, probably I could have handled 9th fret before I ran out of frets to repeat, but you got the idea. Try going backwards. How about this? Give me something above the 12th fret, any string, any fret, Tim, you pick it, and I will go backwards easily.
4 and 13.
All right, there you go. So I'm in the key of E flat, right? You don't need to know that. You don't even need to know what key you're in, but I'm just explaining. And I'm going to go backwards because I'm at 8, half to 7, hold to 6, hold to 5, hold to 4, half to 3, hold to 2. And if I don't get to fret 1 with a 12 fret difference, 13 minus 12 equals 1, I know I did something wrong. And I should do that backwards and forwards. Very good exercise for you guys to do. All right, so we digressed, but that was very important. I'm going to save this file and go back to the pentatonic.